Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting with me in not my tiny West Town apartment, but instead a tiny room in the South Loop, yes, that's a book, sir, I'm talking to you. Say your name, sir. Rob?
Rob Duffer.
How long have you been drinking, Rob Duffer?
Well, I think it started, I remember the first time we were going to a carnival, and we took some old style out of someone's fridge. I think we were garage.
So you're from Chicago.
Hopping.
You're from Chicago.
And then we rode our bikes.
What were you going to a festival?
And there was the Gravitron.
Oh, the fucking Gravitron. Okay,
here's, and some people threw up, but I didn't.
Here's a weird sex thing. I've always wanted to make out slash bang in a Gravitron.
But would you time it with the sliding of the panels?
Hell yeah, I would. Hell yeah.
I don't think you're man enough.
Oh, I'm not. I know I'm not man enough. That's why I've never done it. But for some reason, I think carnival sex is one of the hottest things in the world. This is the worst way for me to start an interview.
No. I like it. Carnival sex is good.
Have you had carnival sex? I've never had carnival sex. I really...
I've never had carnival sex, but I've thought about it.
It seems like the only people that could have carnival sex are rapists. You know what I mean?
No.
Really?
Because
you don't
I think,
know what I mean?
No, I think delinquents can have carnival sex without being rapists. I think you can be a delinquent without being a rapist.
When I say carnival sex, I mean sex on the ride, not sex in the carnival. Because, of course,
like you could, under the bleachers?
Yeah, like whatever. Anybody could do that.
In the shadow of the zipper?
Oh, the zipper.
Try and do that.
That's
if you can do
if
that.
If you could bang in a zipper, you're the fucking king and queen of the ball. That's it. That's the obvious thing.
You don't even have to do anything. It's actually a beautiful setup.
When
because that's all you do is just insert and wait.
And just
and the ride
swirl
goes,
around. It's so awesome. It's literally like, what is it, 367, 20, 1080? 1080 degree sex.
I think you're about 10 degrees off, but other than that, your math is right on.
That's fucking brilliant. By the way, we're at the printer's ball. That's why we're doing this, and that's why we're not math geniuses.
That's why we're not at the carnival.
When was the last time we were at the carnival?
About 2 weeks ago.
Seriously?
I have two little kids.
You have two little kids, and you're
loved
talking about
it.
This? You gotta class it up, sir. You know, there's a Slayer cover band below us, and they're classier than us right now.
Slayer sucks.
Don't ever...
Slayer cover bands suck even worse.
You don't
Can
like
I get one
Slayer?
Of those?
No, it's my beer. You don't like Slayer? You got a beer right in front of you.
It's
and you
almost
got,
gone.
Yeah, you got two kids. Think about that. Think about the future. I got no
I
future.
I have a babysitter, which means I'm out. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Oh, isn't it great to live like this once every month and I live it every night?
No, you don't.
I don't. Four to
You
seven.
Would like to, but you don't.
Four. I wish I had a kid right now.
You have lonely nights where you
I got
sit
a lot
there
of lonely
with your
nights.
Dick in your hand saying, why?
Nah, not more of my dick. I'm just hating myself instead.
Why do you hate yourself? You're so pretty.
I'm not pretty. I gotta lose a lot of weight. It's not good, man. It's not good. I'm just
you're pretty.
Oh,
I mean, you people who are hearing this, you might not see it, but he's wearing a tie with it appears to be bumblebees and butterflies.
I'm wearing a tie. It's just a plaid pattern, but you're drunk. I appreciate that.
You're drunk.
I am. I know that.
So, butterflies
that.
And bumblebees.
My last name is Weatherby. I'm sick of bee jokes. You ever had any times growing up you go, what's the weather of the bees? That's my last name. I get it. It's not funny.
My last name is Duffer. I worked at a golf course.
Oh, I did too. Was you caddy?
No, I worked in a pro shop.
That's so much better.
Still, I bartended in the 19th hole.
Oh,
and it was
called
the Duffer's Den.
Oh, God, that is
so
suck.
I told the old timers. No, I told the old timers that my grandfather built it. And they said, no, bullshit. And I would show them my ID, and they would tip me double. So I got 50 cents instead of a quarter.
Yeah. Why are rich people cheap? Answer me that.
Oh, no, they weren't rich. This is a Park District course.
What course?
Arlington Lakes.
Is that, what, west?
It's a par 68, 5,000 yards.
Where is that?
A lot of water, though. It's in the Heights of Arlington.
No, but where's Arlington Heights? Is it southwest, northwest?
You don't know, I'm not telling you.
No. I'm from Westchester. Really? Thanks a lot for classing this joint up. You know, Westchester?
That was you.
No, that was you. I was talking while you did that. Even audio, it doesn't work. I know. I keep talking. I don't like dead air. You know Westchester? Do you know where Westchester is?
West?
Yeah, good job. You know where Oak Park is? Obviously, you know where Oak Park is. I'll get you a beer. Just shut the fuck up and then answer my question so it's the exact opposite.
Tilt it.
Shut up. I'm a fucking bartender. You don't tilt it instantly.
I was a bartender on and off for 10 years. I used to manage Kings and Mines.
At the 19th hole. At where?
I used to manage Kings and Mines.
How was that? It was so great that you don't want to say anything bad about it.
It was a lot better as a bartender than it was as a manager. I was hired as a manager, and then I asked for a 50% raise. I didn't get it. And then I became a bartender. I worked 2 days a week, and I made the same amount of money bartending 2 days a week that I did.
Isn't it great that old white people like to pretend they like old black people's music? At Kingston Mines.
Well, and it's so, like, the whole thing is so patronizing.
Yeah, it's like, awful.
The songs you heard every night were Kid Dynamite singing, Kid Dynamite, Kid Dynamite, Kid Dynamite, shit!
Shit.
And then it was Mustang Sally.
You don't like the Buddy Guy version 400 times a year? Is that what you're saying?
The blues scene in Chicago is not that good.
It's no different than the cover band scene. Like,
Carl Weathersby is awesome.
Yeah, he is. I know. I have a similar last name. Of course he's awesome. Weathersby. I get it. The problem with the blues scene is all these guys, whenever you read about it, they like playing Kingston Mines and all those clubs because they'll get paid a shitload more than anywhere else.
Well, and they get a lot of people to buy, a lot of tourists to buy their discs.
Yeah, and that's awesome. There's no problem with that. No,
it's good. It's
why don't you do that anymore? It's obviously good money. It's easy money. It's two nights a week.
It sucked. Why? I would get home.
Like what?
When I was managing, I would get home at 7 in the morning.
Oh, fuck.
And I would have a buzz.
Wait, was it a 4 a.m. bar?
It was a 4 a.m.
Kingston Mines is 4 a.m.?
And it was a 5 a.m. on Saturdays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So at the time, I was living in, I don't even know what neighborhood it is, but I was living on Addison and Polina, essentially.
Okay.
So I would get home at
North Center. You're living in North Center.
There you go.
I know.
I would get home at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Fuck.
And I would bring some guys home and some people home, and we would be drinking. And as we're sitting on the stoop drinking, all the families are walking by going to St. Andrews.
You're literally living Johnny Cash's Sunday morning coming down.
Well, I woke up
there it is.
Sunday morning with no weight upon my head. That didn't something.
I have the bar.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had. That's actually Kris Kristofferson.
I really like Kris Kristofferson. Did you read his Rolling Stone article a few years back?
I did not.
It was written by, who's the guy that was married to Uma Thurman? Somebody help me
John
here.
Travolta.
Not John Travolta. He was in Reality Bites.
Uma Guma?
Fuck, what's his name? It was with Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke wrote this article.
Ethan Hawke wrote a couple novels.
Yeah, they're not that great.
Did you read them?
Yeah, I actually did the first one.
Why?
I read. Well, because
why,
what, I was what? 17 and I liked the girl that liked the book. Really? Why do any of us write? Because we wanted to bang a girl. That's it. Stop being a fucking hypocrite.
But we're asking why you read.
Because the girl I liked that book. Why did I watch General Hospital in 7th grade? Because Gianna DeMise.
Because you were gay?
I wish I was gay. I'd be banging in 7th grade.
You would have been, actually.
I would have been. No. It took
the
me a long
you
time to find the woman
grade,
I love now.
The more you... Yeah, that's
true.
That's
all I'm saying. Anyways, I hope if she's listening, she'll realize, like, he's a fucking idiot. Okay.
Me or you?
Me. You're a nice man.
I am.
You are a nice man. You dressed up for this.
I did.
Why were you at the Printer's Ball? That's why we're here, by the way. We're at the Printer's Ball after party. And there's music below us.
Well, I came to the Printer's Ball to support the community, for one thing, and also because I had a tuxedo that I haven't worn.
You look good
that
in that.
I thought,
no joke. You look good. I like your shirt. It's
you should see how it rides at my thong.
Did you have a thong on? I couldn't wear a thong. I wish I could. I just can't.
You should. It's nice. It tickles the certain areas that otherwise don't get tickled.
Only in the past 2 years did I discover boxer briefs. It's so much better.
Boxer briefs are the way to go.
They're the best. Did you ever hear the Louis C.K. bit about that?
It's about boxer briefs?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
What? Give me a little something.
No, because it's not funny if I describe a joke. If you describe a joke, it's instantly not funny. I don't want to ruin it for people. They'll figure it out. Hey, guy, what's up? Come on in. I don't know who you are. Have fun.
Come on, enjoy the show.
This is going to be a fun time. I know that guy. He works here. Okay. I just got completely bet. I like your tux. Did you get married in that?
No.
Did you
no,
rent a tux
no.
for your marriage?
No.
What'd you get married in? Why do you have more than one tux?
This actually is not my tux. I borrowed it from my father.
What does your father think about your lifestyle? Is he disappointed? Is
well,
he happy?
When I was leaving to come to the ball, he said that shrubbery looks a bit overgrown.
Talking about your pubes.
No.
What?
I'm talking about a shrubbery. One shrubbery. Not my pubes.
Your genitals.
I shave my pubes.
Oh, Because your wife demands
actually,
it.
I don't actually shave. I shaved him once.
You like, know you have children,
it's like a
right?
summer thing. In May is usually when I shave him.
And then it grows back.
It's kind of like a seasonal thing. So you shave him, you cut him down.
There's the fall harvest. You pick apples. You pick your pubes again.
No, you don't pick apples on your pubes.
You don't know anything about apples or pubes.
You don't know anything about shaving pubes, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm from a different point of view. It's different.
You know
I was
I
a caddy. You were a bartender.
You know what
different.
I used to do? I used to, every fall, my mom used to take us apple picking. And it was a great
oh,
time.
That's
it's something,
nice.
Yeah, isn't it? It's something I would like to take. I'd like to do with my kids, but that apple orchard is no longer an apple orchard.
What about pumpkin picking?
We don't really. You pick up pumpkins.
Yeah.
You don't really pick.
There's a place like 2 hours north where there's a corn maze, and you pick your pumpkin.
I like corn
idea.
Mazes. Corn mazes are cool.
They're fucking awesome.
It's like The Shining, but
yeah.
with corn.
Yeah, yeah, it's better. And you get a lot of tourists.
Yeah. And then you could fuck with them
yeah,
so
yeah,
easily.
Yeah, 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 it's great. It's awesome. We haven't
yeah.
talked about anything. Okay.
So what do you want to talk about,
Chicago
Brandon?
Chicago Literary Scene Examiner.
Yeah, it's a blog.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
That is a great question.
I know I'm full of them.
I do it. Hi, Sarah. I do it when I have time to do it. So it's really infrequent. Like when I first started doing it for the first year, it was good. It was regular. It led to a lot of other opportunities, and it was nice. I got some free books. But then people started sending me.
I got free books.
Like I got this. I for a month in a just a month straight, I got this solicitation for a book written by a cat. And I realized at that point that I don't want to, like, I don't even want to respond or delete. I don't even want to have the,
what
in you, my inbox.
What did you end up doing with that?
Deleted it.
Did you respond?
No, I deleted it.
I think you made the right decision on that. We get a lot of requests on the podcast, like, hey, will you play our song? Or, hey, I'd like to be interviewed. I realize that the best route is to just not respond. Because there's no good answer.
The wackier it is, the... Usually, the wackier it is, the more interesting it is.
No, it's not. The wackier it is, the more weird and demanding and creepy it is.
And then they follow up and they keep following up.
Yeah, stop it. Just fucking stop it.
Which is the kind of thing
Leave
that they learn in the trade journals. Like, keep following up, but then just stop. So, the reason why I started the blog was because my editor that I worked with at the time said, we're going to launch this thing. I said, okay, sounds good. We'll give you a penny. Okay, that's good. I like a penny. I'm a writer. I'll take a penny. But then... The thing I like about it is anything that I pitch to other venues, when the editors aren't interested and I'm interested in it,
mm-hmm.
then I can do it
yeah.
and don't feel like I've wasted my effort.
But that's not all you do. You're also a writer.
No, I am a writer and I'm, yes.
And you're a professor?
I don't know.
Do you teach
it? I'm an adjunct.
That's a professor.
Is it?
I got rejected from grad school. Fuck off. You're a professor.
Where'd you get rejected at grad
school? Columbia.
No, fuck.
You know how fucking dumb that sounds?
What would you apply for?
Creative writing.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not lying to you. Why would
Are
I lie
you
about
serious?
That? I'm making fun of myself in a very serious manner. Yes.
I would tell you I'd pull some strings, but I really don't have any strings
yeah,
to pull.
It's fucking awful because I didn't write about my feelings enough. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. And I know. And I didn't even go to grad school to be a better writer. You don't go to grad school to be a better writer. You go to grad school because you want to be a professor. That's why I want to be a fucking... Listen, no one is...
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I went to grad school because I wanted to be a better writer. I studied...
Bullshit.
I studied...
You know how you be a better
I studied,
writer?
Asshole.
Write more.
Asshole.
You can't just call me asshole. I run the fucking mics. I'll pull some Fox News bullshit on this. Listen.
Asshole.
Keep calling me an asshole.
I studied...
You worked at Kingston Mines. No matter what, you're the asshole. No matter what, I went.
I studied business
I'm
and economics
loser.
Before I applied to grad
you
school.
You really fucked up then. You should have stepped in business and economics. Why did you change for creative writing?
That's a great question.
I know. I'm full of them. Two in a row. I got all the mics.
Did you really, like, for real?
For real, I got rejected. No joke. You know, I didn't get...
What do you write, man? What do you like to write? Why do you do this show?
Why do I... I want to do four things by the time I die. I want to have a show like Fresh Air.
So we're getting serious. Just getting
I'm tight. Getting real serious, but it's serious.
Terry Gross, man. Let's
But
advance.
It could be fun. I want to have a Terry Gross type show, which is like a Fresh Air. I want to do a late night show like Craig Ferguson. I want to do a daily show with Esmeralda that's like a Studs Terkel type show.
Is she Esmeralda?
That's Esmeralda. I want to do a Studs Terkel type show, which she did on WFMU and shit like that. And I want to have... I want to open the Chicago Music Museum.
Fucking A, man.
That's what I want to do.
Fucking A.
Audio-wise. I also want to make films. Okay? And I made three short films, and I want to make films. And I thought I wanted to be a writer, but I realized I never really wanted to be a writer. I always wanted to be a director, except my mom wouldn't co-sign the loans for me to go to film school, so I studied English instead. See what I mean?
I see what you mean.
Okay. So I was like, fuck it, I'll be a writer, and I'll go to grad school for it, because I love Hemingway, I love abusing women and drinking. It's
right
up my alley.
What do you love about Hemingway?
He was direct to the point, no exposition, just fucking straight up. This is what I like, this is why.
Do you like Carver?
Yes, kind of. I'm not a huge Carver fan. I like Raymond Carver, by the way, for the listeners. I like Carver to a point, but I think my problems with Carver stem from the people that like Carver. The people that seem to like Carver are super self-serious. They can't realize that not all of his shit is really good. Most of it is shit. Occasionally he reaches on brilliance. But I like Fitzgerald. I like stuff that's tabloidy. You know what I mean?
Well, you're going from Hemingway to Carver. Well, Hemingway to Fitzgerald, that's a big jump.
But it's not really. It's not really. Why can't I like The Thin Man, the book, and the movie? The Thin Man book is super serious and super heavy and a little bit of comedy. Thin Man, the film, is super comedy, a little bit of drama. That's Fitzgerald. That's Hemingway. It makes sense to me. Why can't I like both? That's the kind of shit I wanted to write about. Does that make sense?
It does, man.
And that's why I'm not in Columbia, because I don't care about feelings. Fuck feelings. It doesn't matter. It doesn't get you anywhere. By the way, thank you to Columbia College for putting on the Printer's Ball this year. Great job. I thought it was great. I really hope you keep doing it. Printer's Ball, awesome. Columbia College, give me money. The end. Okay, go on.
But the question I have for you is, why pursue an advanced degree in writing when you're doing what you're doing?
Because I want to be an English professor, because that's the best pyramid scheme in the world. If I get a tenured English professor, guess whose opinion rules? Mine. Oh well.
Yeah. Do you know what it takes?
End.
Do you know what it takes to be a tenured English professor?
Really good cocaine to the right people. I know what it takes.
Bolivian.
Yeah, that's it. I could do that. I work in a bar. Makes sense.
The marching army.
I hate poetry.
Have you read Bright Lights, Big City?
Yeah, for Bright Lights, Big City. I get it. I'm in New York. Fuck New York. I don't care.
But you're second person too.
And in my face.
The only good novel that's ever been written in second person.
I am only going to not argue that because I'm drunk. But it's actually a very good book, and I highly recommend it. And the good thing about books like that is you mentioned Bright Lights, Big City. Most people know it actually from the Daft Punk video. And it's on Amazon for a penny. That's awesome. We didn't talk about anything you do.
Do we have to?
No. I just feel like we should plug your stuff.
You can plug my stuff all you want, man.
That sounded sexual. I think I vented too much. This is about you, not me.
Yeah, so it's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
So let's talk more. So what matters? Why bother? Why bother doing this show? Why bother writing? Why bother doing anything at all?
Because I love it and I have to. Why do you write?
Why do I write?
Why do you write? It's not that easy.
You know, here's an interesting thing.
It could be very draining.
Like for this show that I did tonight, that whatever, I had to read over my old journals from...
For this right now or for something else?
No, for the shit...
Of course, something.
Excuse
else.
Me.
Number two.
Shame That Tune.
Oh, Shame That Tune is awesome.
Yeah, I had to read some old journals, right? And the thing that I remember, and I don't have journals about it, in high school, was I had a teacher, and the final project was you're supposed to write something. So some students did poetry, and some kids did, you know, whatever. And I wrote this story called, and then there were none. Right? And I read it in class, and I'm, you know, I wrote it sitting in my bed and probably stoned. Who knows? It was high school. And
why is that?
The teacher was, he was actually a deadhead. And I could say his name, but I'm not gonna. But anyway, so I read this thing in front of my peers, and I was out, you know, I was in advanced classes, that kind of shit, which I don't know why I'm saying this. But by the time I was a senior, I was in all the remedial classes because I wanted to be with my friends, right?
Yeah.
And so I read this thing that I wrote when I was stoned, and it's called And Then There Were None. And I read it, and the teacher comes out to me, and he's like, Rob, we should talk afterwards. And any time I heard that in high school at that point was bad.
Of course.
So I go up afterwards, and he's like, you have a diamond in the rough here. And he evokes... S.E. Hinton. He's like, The Outsiders, you could do this, you could do that.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to work with you. I want to, this summer before you go to college, let's work together. So I'm like, oh God, I was so flattered. It blew my mind. And then I left that class, that moment, and I got high and probably something, and I forgot all about it, right? So, like, 3-4 years pass, my mom dies. The only thing I'm writing about is about how I'm not writing about how my mom died.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is...
We're getting deep here.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, it's just like...
This is good.
It's like I'm never touching on the thing that matters, right?
You're touching around. You're talking about the surroundings.
And so all this shit happens, and then I realize that I get a job at the options exchange. And
what?
Yeah, and then I go...
That's
and
not
I'm,
the normal path
and
at
I
all.
Have it, I have it like... I have the job for like 8 months, and I me and my buddy traveled all over the country, and I went overseas and all this other shit, and so this... The only thing that was ever consistent with me was reading and writing in my journal, and then I get back, and I finally have this pause, like, life has slowed down, and now the question is, well, what do you want to do? So I try writing this book. I try writing a novel about my mom dying.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sucks. And I realize, all right, I got to get a job.
How old are you?
23.
Okay.
So I get a job, the option exchange.
So you're saying most 23-year-olds don't write great literature?
And I realize the first 5 minutes in this job sucks.
And this is at the Board of Exchange?
It was the options exchange. I was working in Clearing Corporation. So I did it for 8 months, man. 8 months. And then one magical day, I get internet access on my computer. And I, like, apply for ski bum jobs. And I get one.
Wait.
And I'm gone 2 weeks later. Ski? And I'm in Colorado now. And I'm skiing to work every day.
What the?
And every night I get home, I ski home. And I get home and I write a little bit. And I realize that it fucking sucks. So I end up moving back to Chicago. And I enroll in Columbia, and I get the job at Kingston Mines, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to try writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now, 10 years later, I'm still trying.
You got a fucked up story. That's nice. Good job. Good. That's insane. All of that's insane.
Skiing to work, though, was cool.
You sure about that? Seems like a lot of work on the legs.
No, because here's what you would do. You would ride up with Ski Patrol on the lift, right?
I'm with you.
And then they would let you off, and you'd get off, and Ski Patrol would go and, like, hike and do their man shit. And I would go and ski to the place I worked was a yurt, and it was out of bounds.
It was a what?
A yurt, which is a Mongolian tent. It's a circular tent.
Oh, yeah, because if you just say yurt, the Mongolian tent, everybody knows what you're talking about with yurt. Fuck you, listener. You fucking liar.
And I would go off the lift, and I would ski over there, and I would shovel, and if I shoveled fast enough, because the guy from Argentina didn't show up, so I took that job on myself, and they gave me a better wage, and if I shoveled fast enough, I could get, like, 2 runs in, then go back to the yurt, which is a Mongolian circular tent.
Of course!
And then I would go home after my day of work, and I would write until I felt comfortable enough where I could drink, and I realized after 8 months of doing this, like, I wasn't gaining anything. I was writing, which was great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't... The shit that I was writing wasn't getting better. So I came back to Chicago. My brother was getting married. I was the best man. It was awesome. I enrolled in Columbia. I got the gig at Kingston Mines, which... Let me tell you a funny thing. When I got that job at Kingston Mines, I rode my bike home. I was living on Broadway at the time, Broadway and Addison.
Okay.
I was so excited, man. I was weaving in it because I thought it was like, that's a great gig for a 24-year-old. I was managing Kingston Mines, the place that I revered.
You never thought
as a young man.
Wait. You revered Kingston Mines as a young man?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was the blues center. And I thought the blues was the backbone.
Yeah,
I love the Stones. I love Zeppelin. I thought it was the backbone of everything.
And the blues originates in Linkin Park. I completely agree.
Don't be a dick.
I'm a total dick right now. 24, motherfucker. You have a story. You should be dead right now.
I'm working on it.
Good job. I'm so happy that you're not dead. That's good. You want to punch me in the face right now?
No, I love you.
You're the best. I can't believe... You have a great backstory. You do. Oh,
that's only half of it.
That's insane. How'd you meet your wife?
Oh, that's a good story.
Yeah?
Want to hear it?
kind of. Will she be
all
mad?
Right, she won't be mad.
Okay.
She'll love it. So I graduate from college, aimless, clueless, the whole thing, right? I'm 23. I did the 5-year plan. The first semester I enrolled there, the dorm that I applied for at Iowa got flooded. I applied to University of Colorado, where I wanted to live, and couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. So I ended up going to ISU, and the whole thing was with my family was, go for the first year, see how it goes.
ISU, Illinois State University?
Illinois State. Okay. See how it goes. My brother was there. It was all good, older brother. And then 5 years later, I'm graduating from this place that I never thought I would be at. But at the same time, my mom being sick,
yeah,
everything else going on, it was the perfect place to be.
Yeah.
So finally, that is over. So me and my buddy, Toodles is his name, my buddy. That's right. And
did he Toodles like the band 311?
So, oh, man. The guys back home love 311.
Oh yeah, they did.
I was more of a Blind Melon guy.
That doesn't make it better.
Blind Melon was awesome. It's Shannon Moon.
If you say genius, oh really, really? Because weed is that powerful? He's a genius.
I don't feel the sun's coming out.
I get it. Oh, I get it.
Staying in.
I get it.
It's gonna find another way.
Really? Okay. Fucking hippie stoner bullshit.
So I sit here in this misery.
That's why I didn't get a Columbia. I'm not fucking high. Continue, sir. Meaning the wife.
He never. Hey.
Dude had a fucking tattooed necklace. A tattooed necklace.
You have a tattooed necklace.
I don't have any tattoos. I'm not that dumb.
Me too, man.
Hell yeah.
No piercings, no tattoos.
I wish. I'm
fuck
too
that
fat.
Nonsense.
I wish I was thinner.
You're not that fat.
I'm not
you could
fat
lose a few,
fat.
But you're
oh,
not
I
that
could.
Fat.
I'm good. I got a girlfriend. I'm good. It doesn't matter.
She the one?
I hope so. If she's not, it's news to me. It's that kind of situation.
Hate to find out now, huh?
Then I'm getting tattoos. I think at this point, it's like if I'm getting tattoos, I'm either gaining 50 or losing 50. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah, I don't care. Continue.
So, we graduate. We're done. My sister is on her way with her kids to go back home, which is Colorado for her.
Okay.
Like, they had moved. And so, she calls me. She's like, why don't you just come with us? Just drive with us. She's got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Beautiful kids. And so, we go. So I'm like, I got nothing going on. I'm done. I got no link to here, so let's go. So I go with her, and there's like, that trip was magical. It was like, I took trips right after my mom died. There was a road trip that we took where me and my buddy Toodles and this other girl, Noelle, and we went from Bloomington, Illinois, to whatever that place is in Arizona, and then
what? Wait, no, no.
And then
okay,
we just did the California coast for four days, and the best thing about that trip was a breakfast that we had in San Antonio right off the highway. Anyway, so I get done right, and I travel out with my sister with her kids, and there's a fucking electrical storm. Thunderstorm. It's brilliant. It is so incredible that we hide under an overpass just to wait it out, right? End up getting to Colorado. I stay there for a month. My buddy Toodles, who you love, comes,
my favorite.
Comes
Toodles
to pick
is
me up.
Favorite.
We do some hiking there. And then we're on the road. And we're on the road for, I don't know, 5 months, 4 or 5 months.
What
seeing
the
everything.
Fuck are you talking about right now?
I don't
now?
Know, man. But you asked a question, and I think I'm addressing it.
You're real drunk.
But I really don't. You're drunk. You don't even remember the question you asked to spawn this digression.
It was, how did you meet your wife?
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. I got it. So we go from the West Coast. The only stop we made back in, comfort area was back home to pick up more supplies. And then we go out to the East Coast, and we go up, so we go from all the way from the southern tip of California up to Vancouver, all the way up to Maine, right? And there's a fish show, right? So we're seeing some fish shows, right?
Wait,
and
wait.
Then I'm
wait.
Telling you about my wife.
We'll get to that.
And then So
we're 5 minutes in. Just let me ask a goddamn question. How does Fish... Do you like the music of Fish?
Funny thing.
It so better be a funny thing.
I went through a revolt of Fish. Like, what? Why?
Weed. That's why.
Why?
So you were high.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Okay. Let's be honest.
Then I put on Junta today, and I danced with my kids, and I had a blast.
Because you dance with your kids. That's why.
Yeah, I could dance with my kids anything, but I danced with them to Fish, and I was kind of like, maybe it's not so lame.
No, it is. It's awful.
No, it's not.
Nah, it is. There's the keyboardist raped somebody at the end. I'm done.
There's a shitload of bad music.
Yeah, and they're fun, one of them.
But they have some good music, too.
If you release 30 fucking albums, yeah, you're going to have a good few tunes, okay?
What else do you want? I mean, look at the Stones.
The Stones are awful.
The Stones? Are you going to say Zeppelin's awful and the Beatles are awful?
No, the Beatles are great. Zeppelin's okay. Bo Diddley's the best. Curtis Mayfield's the best.
You're a blues guy.
I'm a soul blues guy, yeah. Chess. The Chess catalog is way better than anything the Stones ever did.
Chess catalog was spawned by a bunch of white guys.
No, it was spawned by one Jewish guy that projected it, and he apologized to Buddy Guy because Buddy Guy wanted to do what Hendrix was doing 3 years before Hendrix, and then he apologized when Hendrix came out. Yes.
Don't sanctify Chess.
No, it's not great. It's very, very good. The artists on Chess have nothing to do with Chess. Buddy Guy would have been Buddy Guy without Chess. Muddy Waters would have been Muddy Waters. Most importantly, Howlin' Wolf would have been Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin'
Fuck
Wolf.
You.
Howlin'
Listen
Wolf
to the Mississippi tapes before...
Listen to the London Howlin' Wolf sessions with the Stones.
That's in 72, motherfucker! That shit's over and done with by that time. Listen to the 50s Howlin' Wolf that no one knows about. He was doing that shit electric before he was on Chess. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Howlin' Wolf's the fucking man.
Howlin' Wolf's the man. I'll get you there.
Okay. Now let's go. How'd you meet your wife?
So.
Okay.
We're in Maine, and the porta potties are overflowing, and
you know,
this
we've
whole
been
nonsense
in like 30
done, right?
States at this point.
And this whole nonsense is done, right? Like this whole tour. And we haven't slept in a bed together as men.
Wait, who? What?
You know, the guy I'm traveling with.
Oh,
asshole.
Okay.
And so the whole time...
Toodles, of course. Toodles. I forgot about Toodles. I forgot about T-Dog.
We haven't slept in a bed, right?
Of course.
And so...
You and T-Dog.
His aunt lives in Philadelphia, and he calls her. He's like, we're going to be going through on our way back.
You know, this country has never seemed smaller than the way you talk about this story.
From Maine, Boston, and Chicago.
Of course. That's the route most people take.
Look at a map.
Of course.
And she says, well, my friend down the street just graduated college. I'm not going to be here, but maybe you guys can check it out. So we get to her house, and it is the first time in 4 months where we have a house to ourselves. We have a bed. We have not like gay guys
together.
I didn't
say any of that.
We have a bed. We have showers.
How old are you at this point, by the way?
23.
You had a busy year.
So she comes. So we walk down the street to her to his aunt's neighbors.
Okay.
And she, my wife... Who wasn't my wife at the time, of course.
Of course.
Takes us out. Like, we go dancing in Philly. It's fun. We have a good time. We end up being pen pals, and she ends up... She's a travel nurse. She was a travel nurse at the time.
What is a travel nurse?
You go where... You get six-month assignments or four-month assignments or whatever it is.
And never heard
of
this.
In whatever place that you want to go.
Never heard of this.
So she ends up going to Chicago after we meet her... For the first time, and we're buddies, and like, you know, we get along great, no big deal. Nothing ever happened. And then, like, I go to Colorado to live for a while, my buddy goes to Key West for a while. She goes down to Key West, she goes down to San Diego.
You realize
whatever.
You're talking about all your friends like they're drug dealers, like they're high. Okay,
it was a good time.
Okay.
Continue. It really was a good time.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing time.
So she had this affinity for Chicago. She really liked coming to Chicago, and then 10 years later, we got together. So you're wondering how, right?
Like, yes, I'm wondering.
There's
how.
A big gap.
I'm wondering how someone that writes for a living could tell this type of story.
So she ends up in San Diego. We go out and visit her. We end up driving.
Wait.
We end up driving
this?
To Vegas.
When is this? How old are you at this point?
Fuck, man. I'm not a calendar. Just follow along, man.
really.
Page breaks. Use page breaks.
You've been across 50 states. You followed bands. People are in different countries at this point. I don't know when I met her. I don't know when.
I already told you when I met her.
23.
Oh, can I give you a moment?
Of course.
Let me give an image, right?
I've only wanted an image this entire time.
So that first time that I met her, her mom had a pool.
Are you guys going to fight, by the way? Jacob just walked in.
I like your hat.
Two hats.
Is that a pork pie height?
Okay, continue the story. Give me the image.
The image. So, her mom had a pool. So, whatever happened, we ended up hanging out together and falling asleep. And she was falling asleep on my shoulder. And this is like the first moment of contact.
Oh, wow.
And then there were like the clouds parted. And there was a shooting star.
And now you have kids.
No, that's another story.
Did you touch her in the biblical way?
Okay, shut the fuck up, not guy in Mike.
You mean, did you know her in a biblical way, asshole?
Yes.
Okay.
Not did you touch her. All right,
let's end this interview, this never-ending interview. I feel like I know everything and nothing about you.
Brandon, don't be mad.
You were a great interviewer, guy. Pick a number between
one. Can I keep talking?
You're going to, either way. Pick a number between 1 and 260.
So then, in grade school... What does the fat kid say in Goonies?
I'm a fat kid. Let's get Domino's.
The truffle shuffle.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But what does he say when he's getting interrogated by the Portellis?
Really? Okay.
And then in fourth grade, I kicked her down the stairs and I didn't like it and she was and
okay.
Something happened.
Pick a number between 1 and 260 and yeah, just do that. 1 and 260.
Can we just keep talking?
No, we got to end this. Jacob's up next.
Oh, you're with the hat?
I'm going to be like a total asshole.
Two.
Good job. Do you think boys or girls have it easier?
Boys do.
Okay, the end. Okay, where can people find your shit online?
RobertDuffer.com, which hasn't been updated in over a year.
No, this is my beers. RobertDuffer.com, which hasn't been updated
he's
in a year.
Real stingy about his beers, man.
I already gave you one. Did you give me one?
Real stingy about his beers. Don't be femme about it, man. Just
really?
Have a beer.
Give me a beer and I'll get you a beer. 1-1. Fuck all y'all.
Quid pro quo.
You motherfucking professors. Fuck you motherfuckers. Okay, Robert Excellent. Duffert. Where can people find you online? Robert M. RobertDuffert.com. Robert Duffert. Duffert. Chicago.
Duffer.
Chicago Literary. Continue. Chicago. It's your shit, dude. Promote it.
Oh, okay. Okay. RobertDuffert.com. Chicago Literary Scene Examiner.
And Jacob just came in his
don't
pants.
Don't lie.
He's a professor. He doesn't know when to say when.
There was jism, and then there wasn't.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.